The five stages of the metta practice are in fact known as breaking down the barriers, breaking down the boundaries. At the moment, our friendliness, our loving kindness is felt towards particular people. It's felt towards our friends. It's felt towards people we like, but we exclude many people from that loving kindness. There are many who we don't feel very much for, the neutral people. The third stage is to the neutral person. There are even some we don't like, even feel aversion for. We might even hate them. So in the fourth stage, we have somebody who we don't like. So our friendliness, our love, is bounded. It's a kind of bounded stream, maybe a thin trickle of friendly feeling. Well, it's good. There's a thin trickle of friendly feeling trickling along. But metta, maitri, is like a great surging river in full spate, overflowing its banks, overflowing its boundaries. And you can't get to that metta in full spate through wishful thinking, through dreaming. We actually need, first of all, to acknowledge our actual feelings. We need to acknowledge ourselves and how we feel about ourselves. We need to acknowledge that we do have friends, that we do have preferences. We need to admit that there are people we are indifferent towards, that we're cool about. And we need to acknowledge that there are some people we don't like, who we even hate. So that's why I say the metta bhavana is a very honest practice. You're not fooling yourself. When you think of specific people in the practice, you're discovering your actual situation, where you actually are emotionally. That's very important. You're starting where you are. But of course, you're doing more than that. You're not just starting where you are. You're also acknowledging that you do have a friendly response towards some people, and you want to develop that friendly response. You want to deepen that friendly response and bring that friendly response into relationship with people who you don't at the moment have those feelings for. That's what you're doing in the metta bhavana practice. Very, very honest, very clear. Sometimes Buddhists talk about non-duality, about reality, of going beyond subject and object and going beyond self and other. They even say that real meditation is about meditating on non-duality. Well, that's true. Real meditation really would be meditating. Well, you wouldn't be meditating on anything. You wouldn't be meditating. You'd just be non-dual. But actually, the classic five-stage metta bhavana practice is a non-dual meditation. But it begins with complete honesty. It's you're saying to yourself in those stages, well, actually, I do discriminate. Emotionally, I do make distinctions. I like him and I'm indifferent to him. I like him and I don't like him. You have to acknowledge that as a starting point. You can't pretend, oh, well, we're all one. We're all one. When emotionally, you're not there. So you do that, but you also want to dissolve those distinctions by developing a love that doesn't discriminate, that is, in fact, non-dual loving kindness. That's what you're working towards in the practice. This is what Maha Maitri means. Maha Maitri is non-dual loving kindness. This is the great love. Maha means great, literally, but here it doesn't just mean great in terms of extent and depth and range. It means great in the sense of fully expanded. This is the great love, is the love that has dissolved the distinction between self and other, that sees the opposition between self and other, from which likes and dislikes, indifference and all the rest of it's come. But it sees that actually there isn't really distinction between self and other. There isn't a you and a me in reality. So this kind of love is said to be an expression of shunyata, voidness, emptiness.